Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Yes, my brother, in this, again, I'm going to use that word, the sadness of this whole business is that the word of truth has told us that this is the tendency of human beings. And I'm going to take an example. Here is a man who is a prophet. And in his calling to become a prophet, he sees Yeshua HaMashiach sitting on the throne. And his robe filling the temple. And seraphim surrounding him. And he says, woe is me, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live amongst people of unclean lips. There is no way that when you meet the true Messiah, you will not immediately become aware of how far you are from God, how solid you are in his presence.
Yeah.
Now, the Messiah, even as the King of Kings, says to him, whom shall I send? And he says, I am, send me. But he says, when he tells him, he says, go to this. Why? Because these people are rebellious. And he says, in verse 10 of Isaiah chapter 6, make the heart of these people dull and their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest seeing with their eyes and hearing with their ears and understanding with, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return to be healed. Now, what he is showing us there is that the people are not in seeing, actually perceiving. And in hearing, they are not actually hearing and understanding. Now, these are people who are supposed to be walking with you'd have a way, but they are not. They are at odds with him. And who is coming up with a complaint concerning them? It is you'd have a way himself, even the Messiah, as you are speaking to Isaiah. Now, let's go to John chapter 12. There's something there which the Messiah himself and John attest to, pertaining to this very situation. And it is in John chapter 12. I'm going to read from verse 37. But although he had done so many signs in front of them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of Judah they been revealed?
Yes.
Therefore, they were not able to believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Verse 41, these things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Speaking of whom? Speaking of the Messiah, who is the truth. Now, this very thing is spoken of again in Acts chapter 2 Peter. Acts chapter 2 verse from verse, I will start from verse 28, and I will start from verse 25. Mm-hmm. So when they did not harmonize among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophet to the father, saying, go to these people and say, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of these people have grown dull. Their eyes, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. Now, what we are seeing here is Paul repeating again what Isaiah had said. In fact, this keeps on repeating itself when it comes to people who are supposed to be knowing the ways of Yahweh or the ways of the Messiah, because the ways of the Messiah are the ways of Yahweh. So the truth is this: if we keep on seeing what we are supposed to see, but choose to be disobedient to the truth, we prove the very scriptures of truth correct. The Messiah himself, and this is where now I want to close on. The Messiah himself, in Matthew chapter 13, the disciples came to him and asked him, why are you speaking to these people in parables? And in verse 11, he answered and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing, they do not see, and hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of these people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have shut, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. But happy are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For amen, I assert to you that many prophets and righteous ones desire to see what you see and did not see, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.
Yeah.
What is this that they were seeing now, which many prophets wanted to see and experience? It was the Messiah himself. It said that, my brother, we are not teaching about the Messiah. Paul says we used to know him in the flesh. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. But we know him not that way. And this is what I wish to stress tonight. We mostly have stopped at the historical Messiah, the one who was walking in the flesh. We have not realized that is the introduction. We must go further and know him as he wants us to know him. He says, I will not leave you alone. I will come to you. Meaning, he will come in his spirit. Those who have the spirit of the Messiah and the spirit of the Father dwelling in them, they have the Messiah whom they should know, whom they should obey. That is what one has now gravitated to or upgraded to, because this is the way of truth. You first get introduced to the historical Messiah. That's why I no more blame people when they do things like carols, when they do baby Jesus, because the Lord has opened my eyes to see that. That's an introduction. They get to know slowly, they see, but they are not yet seeing what they should see. Intercede on their behalf that they see beyond that. Because once they have been introduced to this baby Jesus, they need to be told that he came for a purpose of actually growing up and becoming an adult who was impeccable, righteous, without sin, but he died as a sacrifice to ransom us. And once they understand this Jesus that way, that when he hung there on the cross, it's not just a historical fact we must stop at. We must go beyond that, because he was the only one of his species, a human being, yet of the coming species. And when he resurrected out of the defunct, he opened up, because he says, a kennel, while it is alone, it exists alone. But if it gets put into the ground, it dies off and produces much fruit. Now, when he was put into the ground as dead and joined the defunct, when the Father resurrected him on the third day, a great thing happened there, because it opened up for me, for you, for everyone to now know the Messiah as the prophet saw him, that he is Adonai, that he is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. He is sitting on that throne, and he wants to deliver us from seeing and yet not perceiving, hearing and not yet understanding, so that we can be healed. And every nation keeps on going through the cycle that Israel has gone through. Once they say, we know Jesus, we are his people, and they ignore to keep on pursuing and seeking until they know him who is invisible and who can direct them regarding every situation in their lives, they'll fall prey to this thing which Isaiah was told. Go and tell these rebellious people, this is what will happen. And it's happening in America. It's happening. It happened in Europe. It's happening in America. It's happening in our countries, many of them in Africa. That is why you see there are so many false prophets. There are so many false teachers. Because the whole aim of the adversary is to make people religious. He can't stop them from coming to Christ, but he can make them religious. They stop at religiosity, and while they are there, they don't know the Christ who is the life-giving spirit. They can't get the freedom that the Son of God gives. Where he said, if you abide in my word, you shall experientially know the truth, and the truth shall liberate you. You can't say, I know the truth, and it does not liberate you from something. Then you still are only at the door knocking. Knock some more to end, it will be open for you. Requisition some more, you will be answered, and you can take, because this thing is free without money. That is why those who have discovered the true Messiah no more preach to people to give them money. Because they realize if God could take care of Eliyahu in the wilderness, when there was no one now to feed him, he got birds to come and feed him. And when he had eaten that food, it sustained him for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
A miraculous thing, because science tells us after 3 days of not drinking water, you are in trouble. But he wasn't. Why? Because he had met the living Christ. And this is the one that should be taught and preached in our churches. Not the miracles themselves, because the miracles are supposed to be the signs which are pointing to the Messiah. Thank you, my brother. Let me not go further than this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. I'm keen to hear from you. And, of course, you can also drop us a voice note there. Let's hear what you say. Drop us a voice note and let's hear what you say on this. It's 0826572729. And we are touching base on this, the issue of the truth and our attitude these days.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Tu nembe ukuyihamba nawe le ndlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you and we also see in many instances, you know, and this is amazing with regards to the truth. It's amazing. Now, in Psalms 146, verses 6, there's something that strikes me when I look into this. And it says, and this is what it says, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever. And if we have and are the body of the Messiah, we should be keeping truth as our Father does and the Messiah does. They keep truth forever. Our Father, the Creator, keeps truth forever. Why have we kept it temporarily?
Yeah, you see, Muruti, I think everything goes with the knowledge, because the way we've been taught, you know, as Muruti Muraka said, and I also going to just say something here, that, you know, as we're growing, we came to a place whereby we start understanding things, not the way maybe we're taught. Because from the beginning, there have been a lot of teachings that went on that could be accepted. But as we grow into the things of God, we came to that understanding that we need also to spend time with the Word, try to understand the Word, and understand what the Spirit of God is speaking to us. Muruti Muraka said something. He said, people who have come who are still doing some of the mistakes, if you can call them mistakes, we could call them, they're still on the entry level. But now the question will be, how long are they going to be in the entry level? Because today we are seeing churches who've been established, pastors who've been established for years. They've been preaching for 50 years. They've been preaching for whatever amount of years. But what they are teaching, sometimes it makes you wonder. You say, uh-oh, what is this really? I'll give you this example because we need to keep the truth, as you said, Muruti. On Sunday, when I finished preaching, where I went to another church whereby I was just seated listening. I entered the church and I sat and I followed the preaching and so on. When the preaching finished, then when we went out of the church, I mean the service, my wife looked at me and said, ah, when we enter in the church, I could see how you were suffering. I said, why are you saying that? He said, no, because what was preached there, what was being preached there was not, is not really the, is not really the truth. It was just something else. And I could see that you really suffered. But the only good thing is that that is my, my former, I mean, if I can call it my former church, because that's where I used to congregate when I was in Cape Town. I went to the church where I used to congregate. That is not a small church. Mm. It's not a small congregation. Mm. It's huge. Mm. And I've been there. And since the beginning when we were there, I used to work in terms of trying to make them see the truth in a way. But, you know, they got stuck into their own things until today. When I went there, I felt bad. Why people think I'm meant to things that I could not even myself understand. I said, why is this thing I'm meant to this? And my wife told me, no, I could see how you suffered. And now she asked me, if you're given an opportunity to preach in this church, what are you going to do in your former church? Mm. I said, you know what? I'm going to just speak to them in a very simple way, making them reason with me. Not that I'm going to break anything. I'm going to just reason with them. That's the way I operate. I'll reason with them. Let them put the Bible on the table. Let's reason. What is the Bible saying? And we'll reason together. Those who are going to accept, they will accept. Those who want to accept, they won't accept. Now, the problem is, people have been so acquainted to some things, some knowledge, that they are not prepared to unlearn in order to learn. Because we need to be in that space. Even people who are studying today, I will agree with, Muruti will agree with me. Today, what you studied years ago in school, is not what you're studying today. If you want to apply what you studied yesterday, because that was the knowledge on that was on that level. But today the knowledge is not on that level. Maybe there's a lot of clarity on that level, on that knowledge. Maybe by that time, people were just stuck on whatever they could learn, just read and teach. But today you have now a pure and proper understanding of the scriptures that you did not understand before. And what do? You make yourself unlearn what you learned before, and learn the things that you're supposed to learn. Now, people are not prepared, especially men of God, especially women of God, especially all these who are standing in front of us. Mm. They're not prepared to learn. Now, if they're not prepared to learn, what can we do? The truth does not come for one day. It comes permanently. It stays in us. The truth is the Messiah himself. If the Messiah is in you, I don't see why you have to leave him for a while and have him another time. Now, I was in that church whereby I heard they were singing a song. They were singing a song calling, saying, God, we want you to come. Mm. We said, Father, we want you to come. And they were singing that song and people were dancing. Mm. And when they were given a microphone to preach, I said, do you allow me to correct something? They said, yes, we can correct. They said, okay, I heard you saying you're calling God to come. From where? From where were you calling him to come? Mm. From heaven? From somewhere? Where were you calling him from? Is it not written in the Bible, the same Bible that you read every day, that him, the Son, and the Holy Spirit lives inside of you? When you call him, where are you calling him from? Mm. You see, one truth that has been compromised in such a way that people seek for God, place where he's not. People go to mountains, people go to places to go and seek for things that do not exist. Muruti Muraka mentioned something from when he started, said, when you go back to Genesis, what the devil did, he wanted just to compromise the truth. That's what he did. And whenever there is half-truth is not truth. Mm. Half-truth has nothing to do with truth. And what the devil does, he wants people to have half-truth, to believe something that sounds like truth, while it's not truth. And if you can believe that, you're fine. And the devil is fine. And this is exactly what is happening today. Somebody can bring something to you that sounds like the truth, while there's no truth in it. But as long as it was taken from the Bible, you accept it and you follow it. And when you say, God, come, you are calling from somewhere. And then I found out that we are missing it big time. And I went a bit further by saying something that we always make. I know some of us will always make that mistake as well. When the Messiah was speaking to the lady in the book of John 4, verse 23, when he's speaking to her that the time is coming when my father is looking for true worshipers who will worship him in truth and in spirit. Now, we're having most of the time the tendency of forgetting that first part of whatever the Messiah said. He said the Father is looking for true worshipers. The Father is not looking for worship. He's looking for people who are worshipers. If they are truly worshipers, they will worship him. Now, what do we see in our churches today? Wherever there's a song, wherever there's a slow song is a worship song. Wherever there's a fast song is not a worship song. We don't look at the word that comes from there. Not only that, the Messiah is not waiting for us, or the Father is not waiting for us to tell him how good he is and how wonderful he is while our mouth is speaking, but our heart is far away from him. When he says, I'm looking for true worshipers, he's looking for people who have the heart of the Father. Meaning, wherever they are, they don't need to utter a word, but their attitude speaks about their Father. They can be in a place whereby they can compromise, but because of the fear that they have for the Father, they will never compromise. Mm. We need to come to that place of having people, don't just, because too many, today we have a lot of people who worship, a lot of them in the church. When you say it's time to worship, you see people worshiping, people lying down, people crying. You can even believe that hey, these people truly, they met God today. They really touched God today. But all this sometimes is just, masquerade. It's just, people are just acting. But the truth of the matter, God is waiting. The Father is looking for a heart that will worship. That's why he could say about David that he loved David. Why? Because David, not only that he could come and repent to God, but David has a heart of God. He was after the heart of God. He was looking not for his own interest, but it was for the Father's interest. And we need to come to that place, Muruti. If we don't understand that, we'll have, and I love this because we are starting the year talking about the truth. Mm. And if we can establish this now, and we run with it for this year, as we say, we are starting a year, because everyone is starting a year anyway. And we thank the Father because today is the first day of 2025. And if we can say, okay, the truth, let's establish the truth today and run with it, not only for 2025, but for the rest of our lives on earth, we've made it big time. Because we cannot be working working under or under influence of time and situation and circumstances. When they change, we change as well. We need to be growing. We need to be blessed by growing. We need to be growing. As Muruti Muraka said, the Father will ask him, years are changing, yes, but are you changing? Are you growing? If we have to accept the years are changing, are we growing or not? You see that it's just a routine. And the word that allowed that Muruti Muraka mentioned was what? He said, we are becoming religious. It becomes a religious movement whereby we do the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. But we cannot get different results as long as we are doing the same thing. It's time for someone to say, hey, enough is enough. I've been in this thing for too long. I've been observing this for too long. But where am I getting with this? I'm not getting anywhere. Why can't I just leave the glory of the Father, the presence of the Father in my life? Instead of me going to look for it somewhere, but I know that He's with me and He's in me. I can leave it wherever I am, whenever I need Him, I am with Him. Why am I going to be looking for Him? These are words that when they come, people can read them, but when it comes into practice, you know, we have another narrative. Because they'll tell you, no, you need to be very careful. It's not easy. You know, the devil is cunning. The devil is powerful and so on and so forth. And at the end of the day, we found ourselves in the trouble, not growing, but remaining stagnant.
I hear you quite well. You know what? Let's listen to some of the comments that have been made recently. And you can send us a WhatsApp. It's 08-2657-2729. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right. Okay. Here's a message from Pumi. Hi, Pumi.
Molweni nonke emakhaya ngegamale ngosengi Yesu Kristu ndibulisa kumfundisi uRay. Ngehle kamale ngosengi Yesu Kristu ndilapha eWestern Cape eMossel Bay. Ndingutate uMpumi. Xa liphelele igama lam nguNompumezo, andingonompumelelo, ndingunompumezo. Kuthiwa Sister Mpumi enkonzweni ekuhlaleni ke bathi sisimpumi. Alright, ndibulela nam ke uThixo ukundinika ithuba lokuba ndinike ubungqina. Ngokuhamba nam nenkosi enguYesu Kristu osange kwaba kuhle oko ndasindiswa. 1984 ndandina 20 years now ndina 60 kunyaka ngoAugust ndizoba na 61.
Yes.
Asange kube kuhle, sange ndathandwa impangelo. Ndaya kwibusiness 1989 September kodwa akwabe kuhle. Akwalunga nto. Ndibangazama ngapha akukho nto imayo ne. Akukho nto nje kuthi ndiyayikhomba. Apha until kufike de kufike le xesha loba ndibe na 6 years last year ke u-2024 ndifumane ke ipeyi oko ebomini bam izinto zazingalungi kwicala lempangelo kwicala ebhizinisi oko izinto zazingalungi. Kodwa ndibulela ntonye ke noko kunjalo uSomandla wandigcina elizwini lakhe. Kukho abantu abathi xa kunzima ebomini bokukholwa bahambe bayokuma emaxhantini esangweni apho kunqulwa khona ke abaleli ukufa bayocela uxolo kwi-ancestors zabo babuyele ke kwizinto zakokwabo kunkosa kumakwabo. Mna ndizange ndayenza loo nto, andizange ndithi gubucala ndinqula abanye uThixo. Andizange ndityeke khohlo nasekunene, ndahlala enyanisweni from 1984 since wakama thing last year endine 40 years last year 2024 ndisindisiwe. Okay, ndaphuma ke emtshatweni ke ngo-1997. Ndahlala kodwa inkosi noko kunjalo. Ndakhulisa abantwana ndindodwa, ndingazukuthi ndabakhulisa njani ngantoni, kodwa ndabakhulisa abantwana ndingenantsebenzo ndinjalo, ndingena business ndinjalo, ndabakhulisa abantwana now badala, but oyi-1 ka-1986 sewashona, ne-last born yam ka-1996 seyashona, then kwashika 2 umfa, kwashona abafana i-first born ne-last born, then abayi-2 abasele ke ngoku uyintombazana ka-1992 umfana ka-1994 badala basiphangela ke bona base-Cape Town. Ngahlala enkosini kukubi kungemnandi, bekungemnandanga indlela yonke, bengekho mnandi kodwa uSomandla wangigcina indlela nokhola ango siyam kokwethu kwingoma yesithi ndoba indlela nameva sizawuthandaza ewe bekunjalo ke indlela ibe mxinwa indlela ibe mnyama indlela kube inhlango i desert indlela kube nameva ezininzi izinto kubhlunge life in especially awubomi abikho mnandi xa ungenamali abukho mnandi ubomi ubomi bokholwa ubungekho balanced ungaphangeli ubomi obungebuhlanga then banihlekile ke abantu bakuthethele bonke abafuna ukuthetha kodwa mna ndahlala endlwini now ndineminyaka ye-60 kulo nyaka zabana 61 ndina 40 years ndisindisiwe ndina 27 years ndahlukana nomyeni zange ndatatshwa ngoba ndisinsiwe ndingumntwa kaNkulunkulu ngiphila ngobungcwele ngoba itsho kanjalo iBhayibhile yami ithi masibe ngcwele ngoba ungoyingcwele yena ndiyabulela kusomandla kula minyaka i-27 ndohlukana nomyeni nkosi yam nkosi engicinile endleleni yonke kuko konke ukwehla nokwenyuka inkosi engicinile kula minyaka i-40 ndisindisiwe nkosi engicinile kwade kwabalapha lo unyaka endiwuqala ngonyaka we-41 ngisinisiwe ndizawuqala unyaka we-28 ngisingisista ngimile enkolweni ngimile entsinisweni asingowamamandla angichayisa ngomnqamlezo asingowamamandla kodwa amandla ngakakristu yedwa ayikokwam ukwenza kuzihlalela ezwini ayingowamamandla yiso sam isiqindi ukuzihlalela izilingo zonke zibhlungwa kwasilingo esimnandi izilingo zonke ezinzima mara ngiyahlonipha isilingo sokungabinayo impangelo sokungabinantsebenzo akumnandi angabinamali elayifini phela kwento enda-experiensa eyakuyabuhlunga elayifini yam but ngisamba noNkulunkulu emva kwesasifo secorona 2021 bengizithengisela ke 2021 kwacaba ibhizinisi ayihambi kakuhle ndevilizwe elithi kum angizoba na business for i-3 years so kuqala 2021 dabala 2022 2023 2024 so ndiyiwinile naleyo i-test ngamandla kaNkulunkulu kulo nyaka khe ndiyabuyela khe ngoku ebhizinisi ndiyakholwa usomandla uzakwenza izinto zenzeke ngoba kumenza izinto ezinkulu ezingeke zenziwe ngabantu nam uzangihlekisa njengoko wakwayihlekisa intombazana uHana nam uzangibusisa ngibe into endifuna ukuba yiyo ndiyabulela kakhulu ke enkosini uzukudumo nembeko ndilibuyisela kusomandla ndiyabuyela ke ibhizinisi kulo nyaka ndiyakholwa ke izinto zizobantle izinto noko ziyoba ngcono kunesimo sangaphambili kuba uthi xa undithemisile wathandi soze ndibe ngonyukayo soze ndibe ngohlayo ndizaba ngonyukayo asoze ndibe ngumsila ngizaba yintloko uthembisile usomandla ezizwini lakhe wathi konke okuchukunya usezisandla zami uyakusikelela futhi ushile ezini lakhe incwadi kaMalaki 3 kulaa ncwadi yezishumi wathi umandla zisishumi endlini obungcwali ukuze kungazele ukudla uyawuvula sonke iincango zezulu andisikelele konke endikulimile mhlawumbi engadini angeke kudlwazise irhorho angeke kuphunze ndinezithembiso engizibambile ngibambelele kwezo zithembiso ke ngiyakhola ke kuzakwenzeka kulo nyaka ndibuyele ebhizinisini emva kwale minyaka emithathu enkosi kakhulu egameni kosesu kristu enkosi kakhulu bye
wow thank you so much sisilumko thank you very much we really appreciate you sisimpumi thank you sisimpumi and of course uNkulunkulu nawe ngaso sonke isikhathi uyazibonakalisa in your life la kungekho lutho khona yena ungikhona ukhona la kungekho lutho khona and siyabonga inkosi ngawe sisimpumi
Radio Buzzing of Life 657 AM
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let's listen to Mam Maureen.
Greetings to you, my brother. In the Lord, I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, we have celebrated fireworks nama cricket.
Yeah.
Abantwana betu. Sibajabulisile sathi happy, 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 happy new year. And I am even saying happy, 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 happy to you, my brother, to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, to all the workers of Radio Pulpit. I say happy, 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 happy new year. You know, when I am saying happy, 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 happy new year, my brother in the Lord, yes, we can say happy, 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 happy. The much more important thing that is needed from us who have been saved is to win souls out there. People must be saved. People must know Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. The harvest is so much there. Workers are so few. So this year we have to work hard, my brother in the Lord, despite ukuthi abantu, what people say ngathi ngani ngoba abanamsebenzi, they don't have anything to say, anything to do. So thina umsebenzi wethu, thina as the shepherd of the flock of God, as I have brought the word, which there is a chief shepherd, the chief shepherd who is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ being the head of the church, thina being the body of Christ, we should not be happy about any other thing other than to bring souls to heaven. We must bring souls to God. Ngoba uma singabalethi abantu sisa thina sishashayana ngamazwi, sisa computer with the words ngamaBhayibheli, sisathi hey ubani ushumayele ukudlula ubani, a person uthisha ukudlula ubani, a person who has preached more than anyone other person. You know, a person can speak 1 minute or 2 minutes, provided this person is prompted by the Holy Spirit. You know, when the Holy Spirit is in you, you will never want to speak your mind. You will only bring what the Spirit of God wants you to bring. We are on the 1st of January. You know, I was so surprised, my brother, this morning when I wake up early in this morning. It mean, aha. We have celebrated, yes. We have to make our children happy. Our children should be happy. But celebrate. They were not there in our times. So, ama cricket na ma fireworks tina. It's not that good. It's a sin. It's not a sin. We are making them happy. It's not a sin to fire ama fireworks na ma cricket. It's not a sin. As long as your children are so happy. Tina SSS no understanding. What we should do is to know what we should bring people, we should win souls. Souls should be won. You know, I woke up this morning finding with electricity. You can get Maraguna and Abbas Zalanga no case it in. I'm a price stand is in our Christoph is in our case. I see into SRT CCCC depend. Who case it in? No, we do not depend on case, we depend on God. So that is why I say, my brother, happy, happy, happy new year. And to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, let us carry on preaching the word of God, the truth of God. In season, out of season, we should bring people, we should bring souls. Sing a chabuluguti, we are able to preach, we are able to teach. Let us be happy with it. Souls are being won for the kingdom of God. Thank you very much. My brother in the Lord, greetings to you and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Happy, 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 happy new year. Let us win souls for the body of Christ. Tina, as the body of Christ, each one of us, unani, une gift yakhe ekumele ayenze asebenze ngayo to bring souls to bring souls in the kingdom of God. Thank you very much. It's afternoon or it's evening. So siyabonga ukuthi ngempela sisakwazi ukuthi sikhulume the truth. We should speak the truth so that we should win souls. It's January, 1st of January. People must know the harvest is too much. Workers are so few. We must bring souls. We do not have to be happy with it. Hey, Tina Sisawazu Shumaisa. What about the souls that are out there? We should pray for them. We should always stay in prayer. People should get saved, but save, they must save, they must know Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Good evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mom Maureen.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
Malachi chapter 2 verse 6. The law of truth was in his mouth, and injustice was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and turned many away from iniquity. The law of truth was in his mouth. Final comments. Let me give you each just a minute to make the final comments. What say you? Let me start with you, Muruti Mraka. Your minute, the very aspect of the truth is amazing, because it says the law of truth must be in our mouths. Muruti Mraka, finally?
Yes. Finally, I will say this, that we know that those that are in the their lives are recorded in the Age Covenant scriptures were a type of Christ. Levi, in this case of Malachi, was a type of Christ to turn others away from wickedness to truth. Right now, as we are talking, Yeshua HaMashiach is the chief priest in the presence of the Father. And if we obey him and walk in his leading by his spirit in us and his word, he will turn us from our wickedness, and he will indeed make us experience truth, because the law of truth is in his. He is the true one who has the law of truth. Levi was his type. He is the one who is the real Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Pastor Sam, finally, your 1 minute, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. What I'll say is, let's rely on the truth. If he says, if the Bible says that he came to his own and his own did not receive him, not only that, but to whoever that have received him, he has given them the right to become the children of the Father. It means that there's no any other truth apart from him.
Yes.
It is only through him that you can find truth. It's only in him that you can live the truth. And whatsoever that we can do outside here, let's always have our mind focused on him, so that you may not be caught up one day and say we've taught the wrong thing.
Absolutely. Next week, we are going to be talking about the complicated flatteries of modernity. The complicated flatteries of modernity. We are talking about that next week. Muruti Mraka, thank you so much. Pass my regards at home, sir.
I will do that. Thank you, my brother. And please do that for us. And Pastor Kabamba, you are a stone's throw away from me, but pass the regards anyway.
Ow. Next to each other. Pastor Sam,
thank you very much. And then I'll greet my family.
Yes,
and you
please.
Also greet your families.
Thank you.
Let's connect and continue to do the work of God. Thank you very much for this program.
Thank you so much. And good night to both of you. May the Father bless you abundantly. Thank you for being patient in this kind of connection. We really appreciate. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. And of course, thank you so much for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's no one like him in our lives. Thank you very much. And coming up next, it is Pastor Mabunda is taking you through. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful. So good to be with you. Tuda! Rabah!
Radio that changes lives. Tune in to your daily companion on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.